welcome.
Well, hello there. Good to see you, Aaron.
How are you doing, David?
I am really good. I'm really excited for today's show.
Yeah, we've got a call-in guest for an interview.
We do, yeah. A good friend of mine and an incredible blues musician and my friend, my brother, a really great man, all the way from Ann Arbor, Michigan, Mr. Dale Roberts. Mr. Dale Robertson of the Dale Robertson Blues Band.
That's fantastic. Look forward to having him on in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Have him call in. I'm going to play one of his tracks first. Cucus Jam by the Steampunk Blues Crew. I'm going to go right to the music, and we'll be back with Dale.
Sounds good.
Welcome back, the Juke Joint.
David Breen here, and let me very proud to introduce my friend, my brother, who you just heard playing Jukus Jam there. Please welcome the one and only Mr. Dale Robertson.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here, David.
Hey, Dale, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good, you know, just wearing the cold like everybody else.
Yeah, a little bit colder here, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was 9 below this morning. In some places, it was 11 below.
Yeah, well, we're right behind you. We had 8 below.
Okay, well, you know.
Right now, but pretty cold this winter.
Definitely.
February, anyway.
So, welcome. It's great to have you on. It was great for David to bring you to us.
Thank you.
And so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been playing harmonica for going on 43 years, and I like the blues. You know, that's about it. We play a lot around the Detroit area, and I'm hoping to be at the Waltham Festival on Mother's Day, and among other things, be able to see my good pal David, and you know, maybe toss back a couple of cold ones, right?
I'm always up for a Dale, especially with you, man.
So who were your influences growing up?
Surprisingly, I started out wanting to play harmonica the way that Jimi Hendrix plays guitar. And so Jimi Hendrix was my first influence. And then I started hearing people like Little Walter, Sonny Boy Williamson, Junior Wells, and James Cotton for the Chicago sound. And I really got into roots blues. Yeah.
That's always great. Because, matter of fact, I do the juke joint, which is what we're on today, a couple times a month. Bob Nelson also, he is the director. I would assume he's probably listening. He's at work. And of course, Pete is normally here this week, but unfortunately he had a family tragedy. So we're filling in for him. And you know, that's why I said to David, and he said, well, I've got this great friend out in Michigan, and it fits perfect. So tell us a little bit about the first track we heard, Jukas Jam.
Jukas Jam. I kind of made my own slant on Little Walter's hit, Juke. And I didn't want to play it exactly because I wanted to throw a little bit of my own little sauce in there. And, Dan DeKuyper is playing guitar on that. And, you know, we just had a real good time. He has a studio in his basement, and that's where we put it all together. Right into the computer, and out onto a CD. It was the darndest thing I ever saw.
Well, that's cool. And David said you guys met out here.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah.
You did a festival?
Correct, yeah. The first year I was ever involved with the Watch City Festival, I didn't do my pirate stuff that I always advertise on the show, but I was the MC, and opening at the Common was Dale and his buddy Steve, who came on and literally blew everything away with their music. And I remember just watching these guys, I'm like, oh, these guys are great. And basically, I took one look at Dale, and I'm like, you, me, brothers.
That's how it happened, too.
Absolutely, yeah. And I had the pleasure of meeting Dale's son, who is a very interesting character as well. How is Leo doing?
Leo's doing quite well. We're getting him set up in a studio here in Ann Arbor.
Oh, no kidding.
So he can do his jewelry. He does jewelry design.
Great, yeah. He makes really awesome steampunk jewelry and armor. And, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Leo is a really great person as well.
Oh, thank you. I'll let him know you said so. And he'll buy you one, too. he went to school there at the School of the Museum of Fine Arts.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. He was there for 3 years, and now he's back home and ready to do some actual work, I guess.
So did he become a New Englander?
We're hoping to have the whole family come down, yeah.
But I'm saying, did your son become a New Englander for the three years?
For 3 years he was a New Englander, and now he's, especially after last year's snow, I think he's happy to be home.
Well, we're going to play another track by you, which is only fitting. It's called Can't See You. So Can't See You by Dale Robertson. We'll be back in a moment. Enjoy.
Thank you. freight train down at the station, Lord. I don't care where it goes. Gonna climb a mountain, the highest mountain. Jump off, nobody gonna know. Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman been doing to me? Gonna find me a hole in the wall. I'm gonna crawl inside and die. Cause that lady now, a meaner woman, long. She never told me goodbye. Now can't you see? Can't you see what that woman been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman been doing to me?
Parts of this broadcast were made possible by a grant from the Salem State Clipper Card. Your Salem State Clipper Card acts as a prepaid debit card at select locations. For all the latest info about your Clipper card, including where to use it off campus, visit us on the web at salemstate.edu and search for Clipper Card, or stop by our office at the Student Navigation Center at Central Campus. Remember, you can manage your Clipper Card online 24 hours a day by visiting salemstate.edu/get and sign in using your Navigator login information. The Salem State Clipper Card, your passport to campus and beyond.
Welcome back to the Juke Joint on 91.7 WMWM Salem. I'm Aaron.
And David Breen.
And?
And on the air right now, our special guest, Mr.
Bill Robertson. How are you guys doing again?
Welcome back.
I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedules to have little old me on your radio show.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
And that was a great song, Can't You See?
Yeah, I like that a lot. Not exactly blues, but it's got a bluesy feel to it,
Well, everything in our music here sort of interrelates.
Yeah.
Well,
it all comes from the blues. But most of the rock and roll and some of the jazz, it has its roots in blues. One of the most basic forms and purely American form of music.
Exactly. I mean, last week, actually it was on the 3rd, was the anniversary of, the day the music died with, Big Bopper and Ritchie Valens and Buddy Holly.
That's right.
So it all interrelates. I mean, I know that, a lot of the music by Jerry Lee Lewis was influenced by the blues and jazz and a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm, that's true. I have a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer in my band now, Billy Davis. And he's out on the East Coast doing oldies shows every now and then. Actually, out of Boston. He goes out to Boston and they organize the tour from there.
Well, throw it out to him that next time he's out here, if he'd like to come on the show, we'd love to have him in.
Yeah, that would be great. I'm sure he would love it. I'll talk to him on Thursday is the earliest I'll be with him. And he's in the studio most of the time. But he takes time off to be in my band because he likes to back me up. That's what he says.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
And so you're kind of come back out this year for the festival?
I'm hoping to come back out on Mother's Day for the Waltham Festival, for the Steampunk Festival. And we just love doing that. We've done it every year. I've met some great people, mostly David.
Well, actually, you won't recognize David. David has trimmed down a little bit, so it's not as much mostly David.
Well, that's great. That's great news, we should all stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, since it's Valentine's Day, anybody you want to throw out anything to?
Sure. There's my wife, Kelly. She's been a stanchion in my life, and the only reason I'm able to do music is because of her. I owe everything to her, and this year will be our 25th year together.
Congratulations.
Married.
Happy anniversary, Dale.
Well, thank you. We're hoping to do something special, maybe come to Boston or something.
Well, I did hear there was a song a long time ago, Please Come to Boston.
That's right.
A little bit.
Springtime.
Yeah, in the springtime, yes. Springtime actually is 5 weeks away.
Groundhog did not see his shadow, so.
The groundhog was wrong.
That's true.
Unfortunately, he actually saw, who did he see? My mind went blank. He saw Bill Murray. So, of course, if that's scary enough.
I'm joking that they should re-release Groundhog's Day and say it's the sequel.
You never know, right?
Yeah, re-releasing it.
You just have Sonny and Cher singing the same song over. That would be one movie that you may get tired of seeing.
Yeah.
Because they just would play in the background, Sonny and Cher.
Oh, another plug, just to change the subject for a sec, I do want to mention is that last year when the Steampunk Festival was going on, it coincided with the same weekend as the, now departed, Onion Town variety show, and we had a slot opened up that weekend. Guess who came down and blew everything right off the stage?
In the historical thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was such a fun gig. Oh my gosh, you know. I should get in there a couple days early so we could do that again.
Right. Yeah. Unfortunately, the Onion Town show is no more. But what's happened is Dan Tremblay and I have moved the show over to the Salem Cable Station, and it's still a variety show, but I've given the show a makeover. I'm actually writing a script for it, so it's more of like kind of a crazy talk and variety show now.
And a matter of fact, you have a taping this week.
That's correct. Yeah, we have a taping this weekend. Of course, those of you who saw the show last month know the president of the network, President Richard, is very upset with producers Dan Tremblay and myself, so the fate of the show remains to be seen.
Uh-oh.
What was that? Did you step on a cat?
I'm kind of like Bob over here now, because I'm the one in the corner.
Yeah.
This is a running gag.
It's a running gag. I co-host on this show, and then Bob does my show on Saturdays, What's Happening. And when David's here, he's always sitting in the corner. Bob is. So, of course.
That's Bob in the corner. That's Bob
in
the...
Without the cap, I hope.
What's that?
Without the cap.
Yeah, the...
Remember at school, they used to put you in the corner with the cap on? And
right. Yeah, the dunce cap.
Dunce cap,
hopefully,
yeah.
Hopefully no cap, David.
No cap. Well, no, I'm not wearing the cap right now.
Terrific. You're not in a timeout either, are you?
Well, that's up to Aaron a little bit later on.
Well, it's been so cold. I know, David, the reason why I'm running a little late is the cold. And, you know, I know David's pipes froze today. So hopefully while he's here, they're warming up over there.
Exactly, yeah.
Your song...
Oh, he's a warm tot over here for you. It's a bit of a travel, but you're welcome to it.
By that time, you'd be warmed up.
Exactly, yeah.
Folsom Prison Blues, is that based upon Johnny Cash?
It's a direct cover of Johnny Cash, yeah. That's Dan DeKuyper, the singer, guitar player, really likes, and he's got a good voice for it, too. He hits that low note quite well. And so it was his idea to do that, and I just kind of went along with it. And you can hear me doing a train type of rhythm, and I actually learned from hanging out by train tracks and mimicking the sound of the wheels as they went by. Yeah.
Well, should we go and let the audience hear a little bit of it?
Sure. I love it.
Cool. Folsom Prison Blues by Dale Robertson.
I hear that train a-coming, it's rumming round the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Well, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Oh yeah. We'll be right back. bet there's rich folks eating a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep moving, and that's what tortures me.
All right.
If they enrolled mine, I'd move just a little farther down the line. How far from Folsom Prison? That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Tours driving Humvees in Afghanistan.
6 years treating soldiers.
12 years flying choppers.
When my sister came back from her last tour in Afghanistan, she didn't want to talk about it, but she knew I was there to listen.
My son saved lives as a medic in the military, and I always remind him how much his service meant to our country.
Sometimes my husband still has difficult memories. They can be overwhelming. With the Veterans Crisis Line, I know where to turn when we need support.
I made the call and got support for my sister.
I called because I was concerned about my son. We got him connected to care, and it's made a difference.
The Veterans Crisis Line is here for all veterans and their loved ones. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 or chat online at veteranscrisisline.net.
Welcome back to the Juke Joint. I'm Aaron.
And David Breen. And joining us here is...
Bill Robertson, all the way from beautiful Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah, I hear your place is actually starting to build up again in a positive manner.
We're having quite a force to be reckoned with. In fact, I'm producing a show on May 15th in Detroit at Hastings Street Ballroom called Gentlemen of the Blues, where we have 6 bands for $10. It's, pretty cool that everyone, it's a fundraiser for the Detroit Blues Society, and everybody is just outpouring, with the help and the support, and that's really cool. All the ships are starting to sail in the same direction, which I think is the way it should be.
It should be, because, without music and entertainment, the community falls apart.
Absolutely.
And, we've got a lot of great entertainers here. Somebody over here in the corner.
and it's not even Bob.
Well, there's John and his crowd over at the Roma to do a jam session there the week. And whenever I'm in town, I like to go to that. It's just a really great time.
Yeah, there's always great music, great arts, great entertainment. We always tell people on all the shows here to support local music and entertainment and the arts, because this is, you can't become, whether you want to just go out and play or hear great music, or you actually someday want to be
an... Actually, fulfilled one of my dreams. David and I met at a karaoke bar, and I actually sang Boston in Boston in front of Bostonians.
Oh, so you became the BBB, huh?
Yeah, it was very cool.
That was a fun night. I'd love to do that again. Yeah, when you come back and visit Dale, we can hit the porthole there and see my friend Kimba.
It'd be a total blast. I had a great time that night. So did Leo.
That's cool. Yeah, no, it was good to see both of you guys. And, you know, I was in awe because I just moved to that area, and that area is gorgeous over there by the beach.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine. Living by the beach, by the ocean there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as the water comes in, it freezes. So, you know, he should be able to skate over to you maybe the long way up, you know, go all the way up the Hudson and everything, and then down to, you know.
Well, you know what they say about Michigan? The lakes are pretty great.
Well, of course. And ironically, I used to live in Upper State, in the Upper Peninsula.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I used to live in Kinross when Kinchlow Air Force Base existed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was about...
They shut down a lot of them.
Yeah, it's about 20 minutes from Sault Ste. Marie.
Okay.
So it's always great to go on over the bridge or take the boat out to Mackinac Island.
Mm-hmm.
Some great fudge out there.
Oh, yeah.
But we also had, the year we left, we had 206 inches of snow.
That's a bit of snow.
What's the Upper Peninsula? What do you expect?
Out of the ice? Snow, you know? And I was trying to figure it out, and Boston had all the snow last year. Where did you get put it?
We're still...
You gotta go somewhere when they plow it off the streets, and it's, you know, it's so accumulated.
Ironically, in July, finally, the last bit of snow disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because, you know, when they clean it up, it gets all the dirt and everything on it. So there was still snow in July. And it's like, you know, when it's 90 degrees, you'd like it to snow. But, you know, to still have snow on the ground 5 months later is a little bit insane.
That's something. And then this year, it was pretty mild until February.
Pretty much, yeah. But we haven't had the amount of snow we've had last year. And I hope I didn't just jinx it by saying that.
If so, David's address is...
The blame. Well, at least not me.
Well, after that one, I'm not going to give my address out over the air. I don't want anybody showing up to my door with a, you know, with a club batting me over the head.
1-900 Onion Town Variety.
Now they're going to go after Dan Tremblay.
Well, hey, you know, you guys are going to be on the air anyway. So.
That's true, yeah.
And I know Bob has gone to see you play many times, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's got to be listening.
Oh, and another thing that I want to say on behalf of Dale Robertson, I want to say a personal hello to Dale's number, number two fan, you know, number one being myself, number two fan, my Uncle Eddie, who is a big fan of the Dale Robertson Blues Band. So I'm saying hi to you, Dale, on behalf of my Uncle Eddie. I'm going to see him on Thursday.
Hey, Uncle Eddie, man, stay cool.
No, I remember I brought my Uncle Eddie over to hear Dale play at the Steampunk Festival after he came to see my act. First thing he said was, wow, where did you meet him? He's incredible.
Wow. That's a very nice thing to say.
And I've got up, queued up another one of your great singles, Come On. So it's a little more rock and rollish.
This was actually recorded in the same studio that won a Grammy for Kid Rock's release. And I hired a band to do all of the music on it. So this, they're called the Reefer Men. And everyone except for the lead singer, Bobby East on guitar, Todd Bertrand on bass, and Todd Glass on drums.
Well, let's hear Come On. Be back in a moment. Wow. Enjoy.
I got a crazy feeling from my head down to my toes. it's a Saturday night. Don't have much to do with it. Let's play some music. How about some 60s? Yeah, that's really groovy, but it's not really hit me. Let's get some 70s, baby. Yeah, a little bit better, but I've heard that one 10 million times. How about some 80s? It's still not that bad. How about some 90s? Well, if you're one who can't decide, we have the solution for you here at 91.7 WMWM. Wait. I'm getting distracted right now. Let's bring some of these things down, man. Yeah, I've had enough of you, too. Sure, tune into Heart of Saturday Night every month on Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on 91.7 WMWM Salem and WMWMonline.com. If you like diversity, you'll love Mike.
Welcome back to the Juke Joint. I'm Aaron.
David Breen. And here he is again, all the way from Michigan.
Dale Robertson.
We appreciate all this,
Good
Dale.
To be here. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's really our pleasure.
You're awesome.
And you were mentioning off the air that the last song we heard is a true story.
Why Not Leave Your Number?
Yes.
Yeah, that... There was a fellow from the MC5 named Mike Tyner who passed away, and they had a benefit for him. And so they had a bunch of people were coming into town, and one of them happened to be Dee Dee Ramone. He was the headliner for the benefit, and having known Mike Tyner. And so I ran into him at a jam session, and he kind of latched on to me, and you know, we were hanging out together and stuff, but... He always would call me on somebody else's phone or on somebody else's cell phone or something like that. It always said, caller unknown or restricted or something like that. And then I would call him back at his number and he wouldn't be there. So instead of being frustrated, I wrote the song.
So you made the incident famous.
Well, I don't know how famous it is, but yeah, I made the incident. I took a negative, basically, that was a negative experience for me and put it into something that was creative to make it more positive. And that's what we do, you know? That's what musicians do.
Well, it is, a hit because, you know, we're here on 91.7 WMWM Salem, but we're also online at WMWMonline.com. So... You're over the internet throughout the world, so...
Terrific. Hello, world. I'm Dale. Pleased to meet you, world.
I'm just waiting for your next single hit coming out. Talk about being on the radio.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Well, I mean, you know, Chapin wrote a lot of songs about being on the radio and a bunch of other people, so...
Why not?
You know, one of Carlin's routines was also about being on the radio, but of course we can't play that on here.
Well, yeah.
Yep. So.
He was the character.
Oh, he definitely was. For a person to start out as a businessman, as a matter of fact, so did Willie Nelson. He was, you know, he used to be a businessman and, you know, music took him over. But to see, Carlin dressed up in a suit, I don't know, I couldn't see it. They said he dressed and grew his hair for the kids.
Okay.
Well, because most of his things towards the end were all college campus shows.
Yeah. Yeah, he was very popular with the new thinkers, the college students and stuff. I just really enjoyed his comedy. It was just really refreshing from the Bill Cosby, and then you had Richard Pryor taking it out in that direction, and then George Carlin, Cheech and Chong. There were a lot of comedy.
It's a lot of great comedy. Cause,
more back then, huh?
Well, because don't forget. a lot of what they did, even though, I mean, Pryor especially, was real. You know, this thing really happened to him. And, you know, people since then haven't been the same. It just isn't the same type.
I know. Is that a reality, or is it our perception of being older? That's what I wonder.
Yes.
I'm just, you know, I'm getting up there.
Well,
I thought I figured blues would be the best for me. I can feel it real well. I like to translate those feelings into music with my harmonica. And it's the same way that the comedians create, most entertainers, like at movies, they create this thing called a sense of disbelief, you know, where you actually detach from your daily life and you go for a ride on the music, or you go for a ride on the oratory, you know, or you go for a ride on the scenes that are portrayed in the play that you're seeing. And I think it's real important to create that departure from reality so that people just are drawn in and taken for a ride. That's really the value of what the arts are all about. I mean, if you can get that from looking at artwork, you can get that from listening to artwork or viewing, you know, a troupe doing their thing, I think it's important to have that in your life. Otherwise, you're dealing with reality the whole time, and it's like really a drag.
So which is more real, you know, the reality or the your sense of reality, you know?
Well, the suspension of disbelief is what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Where I have a song called "My Kids Are Ugly," and it's a complete fantasy. There's a biker named Claire in Redford that we were at a bar playing there. And we were talking in between sets, and he was trying to tell me about this country song called "I Still Love You, Even Though My Kids Are Ugly," something like that. And I said, well, if it was a blues song, he would be pointing the finger and saying, you know, it's your fault. My kids are ugly, and it's all because of you. And that's how the song was born. You know, so you never know where the inspiration comes. And, like, you know, now I'm thinking about writing a song about being on the radio. You suggested that. Now I'm thinking about it. So, I mean, you never know where the inspiration is going to come from. Even Tom Petty wrote a song about waiting to get some inspiration. You know, the waiting is the hardest part. That song is about writing a song. He wrote a song about writing a song. I think it's pretty cool.
That's definitely wild.
Yeah.
So, Dale, can you tell us now over the air, for anybody who will listen to this out in Ann Arbor, where are you going to be playing next?
Well, tomorrow night we're at a place called Burt's Entertainment Complex. It's part of the Diva Night, and my guitar player, Robin Briggs, will be leading the band.
Okay.
And so instead of the Dale Robertson Band, it's going to be the Robin Briggs Band for that night.
Okay.
And then... we have the best way to find out where we're playing is become my friend on Facebook, Dale Robertson Blues. If you type that in, you'll find me. A picture of me playing harmonica is the picture, and you'll know that that's the one it is. And I post all my gigs, or I create an event for all my gigs, so that it's easy to find me. I'm an easy guy to find.
And also, in adding to that too, if you actually go on my Facebook page, if you're on my personal friend list as well, you can also find Dale that way as well, because Dale is on my Facebook as well. If you want to track him down and friend request him, so that's another way to get in touch with Dale.
And also, Dale, if you'd like, I mean, I know you'll be coming out this way anyway, so you know, like my What's Happening page. David will send you the link, and you know, I'll post your gigs for you.
That's wonderful. Great idea.
And you never know, but if you had any advice for upcoming and people looking to the future to get into entertainment. Any thoughts, suggestions, advice?
It's interesting you brought that up because I'm currently mentoring a 7-year-old harmonica player. It's really a prodigy. Since last May, he's gone from just breathing in and breathing out to actually differentiating each note individually and coming up with musical phrases, and he jams with my band. So, and then he sings, too. And we did that by me singing in his ear, and he was singing the song. And his name is Mighty Michael, is what we call him. And he's quite the talent. But what I tell him, the most important thing, no matter what instrument you're achieving the mastery of, listen to as many records of the type of music you're interested in and try and play along with them. You don't have to play it exactly, but you have to do a good effort. And, you know, once you look at the technical end of it, when you get into the technical end of it, practice, practice, practice. Because that's where talent comes from, is people who can persevere the boredom of going over something over and over and over again in order to make the instrument say what it is you want it to say. That comes from practice. That's the only way to do it.
I can definitely vouch for that on my end as well, too. And yeah, Dale, that's definitely some good advice coming from a veteran performer and musician such as yourself.
Thank you.
Just make sure when you write your song about the radio, we did have a great performer from Boston who did write a song and sing a song called On the Radio.
Mm-hmm.
The great Donna Summers. So,
a thing of hanging with Aaron and Dale kind of a thing. Hanging with Aaron and David, I mean. I misspoke.
No, it's, David's hanging with us, so, And, I really appreciate you coming on and spending the time with us and sharing your music, your insight. And, like I said, when you come here, please let us know what's going on. And, I'm going to actually go back to the music. I want to thank you for your time, and it's been great having you on, Dale.
Thank you so much. I really had a great time. You guys are awesome.
Dale, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in Waltham on Mother's Day weekend. And
absolutely.
And like we all said, support local artists and local talent, and especially somebody as awesome as Mr. Dale Robertson here.
Thank you, Dale. We really appreciate it. And, best to the family, and happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
And we'll talk to you very soon. Hopefully have you in studio around Mother's Day.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day.